Hello and welcome to the episode 55 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today's highlights include a concert that doesn't go as planned, some bicycle rides and several studio sessions. On the 24th of February 1961, the Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, had their first engagement outside Liverpool in 1961. They were on the stage at the Grosvenor Ballroom in Wallasey, a venue that was, well, not very prestigious. Years later, in the anthology book, Paul McCartney recalled, "There would be 100 Wallasey lads squaring up to 100 lads from Seacombe, and all hell would break loose. I remember one night a rumble had started before I realized what was happening. I ran to the stage to save my Alpico amp, my pride and joy at the time. There were fists flying everywhere." Moving on to 1962, the Beatles, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed twice tonight. The first engagement was a peculiar affair at the YMCA in Hoylake. It was the result of a long courtship by the club concert organizer, Charles Tranter, who had wanted to book the band for some 5 months after happening to see them live at the Cavern Club. When he finally managed to convince the lads, thanks perhaps to his generous offer of £30 for the concert, about £640 in 2020 money, it turned out that the YMCA audience didn't exactly like the band as much as Tranter did. In fact, the Beatles were booed off stage when the audience got tired of their long chats between each song. The band, then, was driven back to Liverpool to play the second engagement of the night at the Cavern Club, a slot in an all-nighter with the lads at the top of a bill also featuring the Red River Jazzmen, Tony Smith's jazz band, Ken Sims' vintage jazz band, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and Ken Dallas and the Silhouettes. In 1963, the second half of the Helen Shapiro package tour resumed with a date at the Coventry Theatre in Coventry. By the way, do you think I'm doing a good job with this podcast? If so, please be fab and show your support. It's vital for me to feel you care, to make my free content even better. If you wonder how you can do that, please visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out. Believe me, even the smallest donation or a share on your social media does a lot. And now, back to the Beatles. The 24th of February 1965 was the first full day of shooting for the Beatles' second feature film in New Providence, Bahamas. For the still unnamed movie, the Fabs were filmed cycling about Interfield Road. A filming schedule of 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. went on more or less unchanged throughout the shooting in the Bahamas. In 1967, between 7 p.m. and 1:15 a.m., a recording session took place at the EMI Studios. John Lennon and Paul McCartney completed the lyrics for Lovely Rita. Then, Paul overdubbed the complete lead vocal part on the previous day's work, and then the song was reduced and mixed down into take 11, ready for further work. During the session, the Beatles received the visit of Tony Hawks of the Hollies and David Crosby of the Byrds. Leslie Bryce, staff photographer of the Beatles Book Monthly magazine, took some pictures of the evening. Let's move to 1969 for another recording session. The Beatles added several overdubs to I Want You, She's So Heavy Today, working at the Trident Studios in London. The two piano parts, the additional guitars, and the percussions were not used for the final version of the song, though. A curiosity. In 2019, a box with a tape with today's date was unearthed, containing a faster version of I Want You, She's So Heavy, lasting 6 minutes and 23 seconds. It seems that it was a new mix created in Abbey Road, with tones, clicks, and hums during the track, suggesting that it was realized to test some new equipment. Finally, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. of the 24th of February 1970, Paul McCartney, under his usual pseudonym Billy Martin, worked at EMI Studios, mixing Hot as Sun and making a copy of the best mix of Maybe I'm Amazed, made on the 22nd of February. Later on, between 3:30 and 6:15 p.m., he remixed Every Night. At the same time, between 3:30 and 7:15 p.m., Ringo Starr was also active in the studios, overdubbing a new vocal on Blue Turning Grey Over You. Then, 6 different takes were mixed and a master take was produced, piecing 4 of the 6 mixes together. This concludes today's episode. See you tomorrow for more facts and stories about the Beatles. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.